We need to decide that we will not go to war, whatever the reason that is conjured up by the politicians or the media. Because war in our time is always indiscriminate. A war against innocence, a war against children. And this week's opening quote comes from Howard Zinn. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. You know, we really need to stop the wars on this planet, folks. And when you think about it, it's easy to do because the people who are fighting in the wars are people. It's just people, just like you, just like me. All the soldiers out there are the ones who are carrying out the will of the banksters and politicians who are creating all the wars. So we need to create a new format for war that only involves politicians, so that when politicians want to go to war, like if the Tory party from England wants to go to war, then the Tory party can go to war. And if the government in whatever country they're warmongering against wants to go to war back with them, then those politicians can go to war as well. And we'll have these two political parties, we can put them all in a room and we can give each member a hammer and they can have their war. The thing is, folks, that war happens because we participate, and I think at the next war that they declare, we should all just refuse to show up. And it may sound like it's an impossibility for people to do, but I don't think it is. I think you should just all refuse to fight.
I mean, we are all born equipped with free will, after all.
I mean, all of the fighting's being done under false pretenses anyway. You're not fighting to protect your country. You're just murdering people that you don't know. So why bother showing up? But I mean, ultimately, you shouldn't join the military in the first place. In fact, I think every soldier working for every military on the planet right now should quit. Right now, put down your weapons, quit your job, and go home. I mean, what are they going to do, folks? Put the entire United States military in jail for deserting? I doubt it. And besides, if the entire military grows a brain and quits at the same time, then who's going to lock you up? What, the commanding officers? I don't think they'd have the balls, actually. If their minions weren't there to support them, I don't think they'd know what to do with themselves. But we don't need soldiers and armies to fight wars, folks. We don't need all of this massive military-industrial complex to fight wars. Wars are created by banksters and politicians, so let's let them sort it out. I mean, if Barack Obama seriously wants to have a war against Syria, you should put him in some battle fatigues, give him a couple of grenades and send him on in. See how he likes it. Let's see what the Syrian people do to him. That would be a good way to do it, because Syria doesn't really want to have a war, so there's no good putting Barack Obama's political party against his Syrian political party, because Syria doesn't want war. We just send Barack Obama's political party into Syria. There's the army, there we are, there's Barack invading Syria. Go hard, buddy, see how you like it. That's the way wars should be fought, but, you know, wars should be illegal anyway, but we have so many wars happening on the planet at the moment that it's absolutely unbelievable. And we have our governments openly engaging in war crimes at this very moment as well. And I've said this on so many shows recently that all of our governments are engaged in war crimes, especially the United States government, the British government, the Canadian government, and the Australian government. The Canadian, United States, and Australian government are at the moment pressing to stop a Geneva conference on Palestinian rights. These governments are openly supporting the war crime that is Israel. This blatant little sociopath Tony Abbott, this little war criminal we've got running our country, is openly supporting the ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian people. It's absolutely disgraceful, folks. So these are the type of morons and sociopaths we have running our countries, and these are the type of morons and sociopaths we have creating all these wars around the planet. And everything that's happening, folks, all of the wars, all of the corporate rape, you know, it's the governments and the companies that are doing these things. I mean, it's the companies that are doing it via legislation the government puts in, but ultimately it's the people that are working for these organizations that are doing this as well. I mean, all these soldiers that are out there fighting these banksters' wars under false pretenses and killing all these people they don't know, wake up to yourselves. What are you doing? Go home and get back into your life. Go home and experience some reality. Go home and experience the art of yourself. Make the world a much better place. rather than going out and killing people you don't know because some bankster sociopath told you to. All these people that are working for these mining companies that are destroying the water table, wake up to yourselves. What are you doing? Why on earth are you destroying groundwater to get paper and put money in the bank? What, so you can have a mortgage on your house and pretend that you own somewhere? You don't own anything. You don't own your house, especially if you live in Australia. Nobody owns their house in Australia. All you own in Australia is a mark on a map. Have a look at your deed. Have a look at your deed of title. It lists you as a tenant. You don't own anything. Nobody in Australia owns the house that they live in. All they own is a mark on a map. That's it. It's a scam. And you're destroying the country in order to claim ownership of a mark on a map. And even if you did own your house, well, what are you doing in order to own the house? You're destroying groundwater. And what is it that gives life on this planet again? That's right. It's groundwater. It's water, folks. Water is the most valuable resource on the planet. And there you are. You're going out there destroying water in order to own part of the planet. The problem is that by the time you're finished, the planet won't be livable, so you're not going to enjoy your house very much. That's the thing, folks. People are destroying the planet and destroying the water and destroying their habitat in order to have somewhere to live. It's absolutely ridiculous. And people are destroying other nations and destroying other races and waging war across the planet at the whim of these sociopathic politicians that are just completely stark, raving mad, going out of their way to kill everybody that they can. I mean, it's ridiculous, folks. The state of this planet is ridiculous. I mean, I step back and I look at it and I just shake my head and I think, is there even a point to try to wake humankind up if we're going to be so locked into this system, if we're going to be so disconnected from ourselves that we believe this system is real to the extent that we'll actually go to other countries and kill other people because someone told us to, then what is the point? What is the point of trying to wake these people up? Are we too far gone? Should I just step back and watch the freak show? I mean, sometimes I wonder this, folks. Sometimes I really do wonder this, especially when I see these criminal politicians and their warmongering, their lies and the rubbish that they feed people, and I see them getting away with the atrocities they get away with every day, and I see the people just kind of nodding their heads and going along with it, and nobody's really speaking out, and it just keeps going, and people continue to participate in the system, and they continue to give their power away. It just boggles my mind. Most especially when our governments are going so hard at the moment and they're demonstrating so amply to the world that they are committing war crimes. This conference in Geneva that I was mentioning before, I mean, the fact that there are governments that are pushing to block this conference from even happening, and this is a conference that's aimed at putting pressure on Israel to stop their occupation of Palestinian territories, to stop bulldozing Palestinian homes and to do something about Gaza Strip. And you've got Australia, Canada and the US going hard, like going for broke, trying to prevent the conference from even taking place. And this is absolutely disgusting, folks, to think that representatives of my country are actually right now going for broke, petitioning and pushing, trying to prevent any rights being given to the Palestinian people. And the situation in Gaza and Palestine at the moment is absolutely outrageous, folks. The amount of crimes that Israel is conducting in the West Bank, making it illegal to even wave a Palestinian flag, and just arresting people left, right and centre, shooting people. They're actually saying that they will reward settlers who shoot terrorists. And, of course, anybody who protests against the illegal settlement program or waves a Palestinian flag can be considered a terrorist. And in Gaza, I mean, Gaza is under severe flooding at the moment as well. After this brutal assault conducted against these people by Israel, and it was a war of aggression, a brutal assault by a powerful military nation against a virtually unarmed civilian population. That's what it was. It was not a war. It was ethnic cleansing. And after this brutal assault, 51 days of intensive bombardment of an imprisoned, impoverished civilian population, mainly of children, now they are subject to severe flooding. And still, the rogue state of Israel is doing everything it can to prevent supplies from getting to these people. And this little terrorist supporter puppet, General Sisi in Egypt, is doing everything he can to prevent any supplies from getting in as well, or indeed anything that may be considered humanitarian or compassionate from taking place in the area in regard to his Arab brothers and sisters in Gaza who are trapped in the living hell that Israel has forced them into. General Sisi is truly a very, very nasty piece of work, folks, and is most definitely doing Israel's work for them. It's very easy to see who pays his checks. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous what's happening in Gaza, folks, so it's very important that people maintain focus on Gaza Strip and maintain focus on Palestine. Not to mention that there isn't other things that they need to pay attention to as well. I mean, look what's going on in Syria. This ridiculous assault on Syria by the terrorist forces of Barack Obama and the terrorist forces of the Western world, which is what they are. You know, like I said, all of the instability in the Arab world has been created by the West. The whole region has been destabilized by the West and by Israel for many, many years. So we can't blame anything that's going on in the Middle East on anybody except our own governments. You know, our governments tell us that they're fighting terrorism, but the bottom line is that war is terrorism, folks, and all of the war on the planet has been started by the West, and so it is the West that is the source of global terrorism. And we really do need to pay attention to that. I mean, I've been looking at the state of the world, folks. I've been thinking about ways I can save the Amazon, ways I can save Palestine, ways I can save Ukraine, ways I can save Syria, ways that I can prevent the fracking from continuing, ways that I can stop the use of depleted uranium. And ultimately, what it comes down to is that the only way we're going to stop any of these things is to clean up our own backyards and rein our own criminal governments back under control. And I've been saying this for years, folks, and like I said a few months ago, the gloves are coming off. And that's why the shows have been so full on lately. I'm just calling a spade lately. And I don't do it because I hate these sociopathic scumbags, but I have no problem naming them for what they are. They're sociopathic scumbags. They're criminals that are doing the wrong thing. And we need to get out of the fear, folks. Raise the vibration. Raise the frequency. Call a spade and stand up for what's right. The people that are running this world are criminal scumbags who are doing the wrong thing, and the only reason we don't do anything about it is because most of the world sits in fear and cowers in terror of their elected public trustees. They think that the politicians are these demigods that will hurt them. Well, yeah, they will. They're quite prepared to hurt people, and they've shown us that they will. I mean, look at what these terrorist police are doing in Ferguson. Look what's been happening all over the United States. Look how little regard the government has for the people of their country. Just look at what happened in New Orleans. Look at the state of New Orleans since the hurricane. Look how much attention the government has paid to that. Look at the state of Detroit. Look at the state of Chicago. Look at what's happening on the U.S.-Mexican border. Look at how the people are discarded and just put into no man's land, discarded by the United States, discarded by Mexico. There's another system of warehousing and surplusing human beings, isn't there? And it's happening right there on the United States border. But let's not just get stuck on the United States. I mean, look at the loss of rights in England. Look at the loss of rights in Australia. Look at the police brutality in Spain, in Greece, in France. It's all over the world, folks. Canada, Brazil, China. We're seeing riots and police brutality and war spreading right across this planet. And it's happening everywhere, folks. Look at the disgraceful state of affairs in Mexico, where we recently saw 43 young students go missing, killed, and these were people who were studying to become rural teachers. Absolutely disgraceful, folks, and there's been no justice there either. So it's happening everywhere, right around the planet, folks. There is no country that is safe from the machinations of this system. But that's the thing, folks. It shows what they do, it shows how little they care, and it shows that they aren't prepared to hurt people. So what's wrong with standing up? What's wrong with standing up for what's right? Because there's no good cowering under your mattress, because they're just going to come and get you eventually anyway. And we need to stand up now while we have the ability to stand up. Because we still have the ability to bring about peaceful change in this world. We still have the ability to change things without any violence. All we need is the strength of numbers, and the numbers are growing all the time. We just need more strong voices so that people know that they do have support in their community. And it can be done, folks. A lot of people are doing it. Even if you're not confident in speaking to people, when I was traveling around the place recently, I actually found people that have kind of surviving the Matrix clubs. They have little get-togethers once a week where they actually download my radio show and they all sit around and listen to it and then they discuss it afterwards and they figure out ways they can implement some of these plans into their local community and put some of the plans into action. And if I don't do a show one week, well, they just download an old one from the website and they do it with that. And I met a couple of groups that do these sorts of things. And so that's another way you can do it. That's another way of getting the information to the community. Just start discussion groups. And it doesn't even have to be my shows. You could do it with all sorts of shows. You could do it every couple of nights and use shows from different people. Or you could do a couple of shows in a night if you wanted to. Do one of mine and one of somebody else's. But there's ways of getting the information out to people and there's ways of stimulating discussion with people. And there's a wealth of information on the Crow House that you could use. There's literally hundreds of hours of radio shows there. So just go through the radio archives and pick a topic and have a meeting. I mean, I'm just throwing suggestions out here, folks, but hey, that might help. It's certainly a good way of breaking the ice with people anyway, if you're not confident with speaking to people yourselves or starting the conversation yourself. At least each show will provide you with a topic of discussion anyway. Now, as you can probably hear by many of the shows that I've done recently, I've been a little frustrated of late. Admittedly, I have been quite ill. I've been feeling quite frustrated due to my efforts to get into Gaza being thwarted all the time just by the global situation, and also while watching the situation in Gaza deteriorate rapidly before my eyes, while the world sits on and does nothing. I mean, a lot of people are speaking out, and granted, there are a lot of people speaking out against Israel and against the situation in Gaza. There are a lot of people that are paying attention. But generally, as a whole, because we are constrained by the whim of those who populate our political corridors, nothing is being done. Again, folks, it's because of the politicians that nothing is being done. And it's gotten a little frustrating. Of course, waking up to hate mail also adds to the frustration. And so I've perhaps been a little short lately. But like I said a few months ago, this year, the gloves come off, folks. They have to come off because the global situation requires it. And that's why I've been a little bit full on lately. I mean, I don't mean to be insulting. I don't mean to be insulting to my listeners, and I hope I'm not. I mean, I know many of my listeners are on the same page that I am. That's why they listen to the shows. Many people listen to the shows for support and comfort, and sometimes I'm just not able to give them that. Sometimes I just have to release my pent-up emotions and say what I feel because I feel it needs to be said. And so that's what I do, and I hope I don't alienate or insult people by doing so. But my anger is never directed at the listener. It's mostly anger born from frustration, and it's directed at the sheeple out there who just don't seem to be waking up. And very much directed at the politicians and the people who are responsible for creating this situation. And I can't just beat around the bush anymore. I can't just be polite and calm and eloquent anymore. The situation on this planet is deteriorating too rapidly, and the human race is suffering too greatly for me to remain calm anymore. I can't be too polite. I can't be politically correct anymore. I can't simply say what people might want me to say. What I have to say is what I feel, and what I feel is that we are in an urgent situation and that it would be very, very easy to remedy this situation if people were to realize the power that they have and simply stand up and call a spade. You know, that's all I'm really asking for from the general population is a little bit of honesty. Just people to stand up and speak their mind and say the truth. And don't be constrained by such things as political correctness. You know, we've got a pretty serious situation happening on this planet, and it just gets frustrating to me to see the media spin and the politicians spin, and seeing people believe that they're constrained by legislation, you know, allowing the world to be destroyed because stuff was written down on paper. It makes no sense to me. And I believe that if we stand up and say these types of things in a public enough manner, then it will make a difference. Perhaps that's why I don't ever seem to be allowed to speak at any rallies. And that's perhaps another thing that frustrates me. Lots of coal seam gas rallies and G20 rallies, and when I apply to speak at them, I'm never allowed to, because they don't want someone to say anything that may be conceived as being politically incorrect. Well, that's kind of the excuses that I'm given anyway, but I would suggest it's because they don't want anyone to stand up and actually call a spade, and point the finger where it needs to be pointed. It's just gaining the platform in order to get this message into the mainstream. You know, how do you get the message to vast amounts of people? And speaking at rallies is one way to do it. I mean, this is one purpose that rallies could serve. But the rallies don't ever seem to want anyone to speak who's actually going to say what needs to be said. It's always got to be safe and controlled and politically correct, or they won't let you participate. And to me, that speaks volumes. In fact, I think many of the rallies and protests that we see around the planet are in fact controlled opposition. I really do believe this. I don't think that they ever really seem to lead anywhere. About all we ever achieve from these rallies and protests is a show of public unity. It's a show of solidarity, which is a good confidence builder for people, but there's never any ongoing plan from that point. And people go to these rallies and they protest for the day and they think they've made a difference, but really they haven't, because there's no plan that's ongoing from there. You need to be formulating plans that are going to keep pushing the envelope. Now that we've got all the people together, okay, we're here, what do we do from this point? It's one thing to stand here and give speeches and sprout rhetoric and shake our fist, but we have to have positive action that is ongoing from this point, or the rally means nothing. Again, all these rallies really seem to do is provide some confidence for the people in knowing that there are those others in the community that think the same as they do, but they also provide a mechanism by which the government can gauge what the public response is to their action. They can look at how many people attend the rally, they can listen to the speeches that are spoken at the rally, and they can say, well, okay, that's their level of understanding, there's no remedy being provided there, so we're safe, we can keep going. And that's really what happens. That's why I believe governments actually encourage us to have protests and rallies, if we don't like their action, to have a rally and protest their actions, because by doing so, the government gets to gauge what the public response and knowledge is. That's the main purpose of these rallies, I believe. I think it's all controlled opposition, folks. I don't think we need rallies at all. What I think is we need individuals in their community to stand up and be counted, to stand up and have a voice, and to call a spade a spade. We need voices. We need audience participation. We need the public to get involved. I got some lovely hate mail the other day saying that if I'm not actively gathering together with all of the so-called leaders of the alternate media on Skype with them every day formulating plans to save humanity, then I'm just mafioso that's working to distract people and I'm not offering any solutions. When all I've been offering is solutions ever since I started the show. That's the thing, you know, people listen to these shows and they listen to the so-called gurus of the alternate media, and they believe that these so-called gurus, who are not gurus, we're just people who research, but people believe that we must now all get together and deliver some fantastic remedy that's going to heal the world. And I tell you, folks, I've been around the world trying to unite the alternate media, and it's not an easy job to do. But people listen to the alternate media and they believe that we all must get together and then deliver some fantastic remedy package simply because we know what the problem is. We can see the problem and we've been helping other people come to terms with the problem and understand the problem. We are expected to now be the ones to fix the problem. But what people don't realize is that the problem has come about due to the lack of attention people have been paying to the world. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who listen to the show who are now paying attention to the world, who have been quite active in their community. I'm sure that almost everybody who listens to this show is quite active in their own community in their own way. And that's the best you can do. But to believe that we have to get together and suddenly create a plan. I mean, what plan? What is going to be a plan that's suddenly going to fix everything if the people aren't going to participate themselves? I mean, there's no remedy anybody can offer you. I just can't write something down on a piece of paper and suddenly walk into the United Nations and say, okay, we're going to run the world this way now because all the people agree. And suddenly everybody in the world gets a newsletter to say, oh, look, the world's changed. Max has formulated a new plan. They've delivered it to the United Nations, and we've decided that everybody's going to have to put this into effect. It doesn't work that way, folks. Everybody has to participate. And what you have to do is change your own mindset, change your own perspective, and change the way you interact with the people around you. That's what changes the world. Because if we do that, and the same line that I've been beating to death for years and years, that if you start operating according to moral parameters rather than legal parameters, then the system has to remold itself around our new state of consciousness. That's what changes the world, folks. But it needs audience participation. It needs everybody to do it. Nobody can offer you a remedy that's going to work. They can offer you systems that are attractive and would work. I mean, things like the Ubuntu system would work. Things like the New Earth Nation would work. But you have to get people to change their perspective and put it into practice and apply it to this society. They can't do it for you. They can offer you a working model like they're attempting to do with those two systems. But if the general society doesn't change their perspective and change their moral compass and apply that to the world around them, then none of it will mean anything. That's the point. No one's going to save you except you, because no one can save you except you. And if we all save ourselves, then we all save each other, and that's how we save the planet. You see, you are the remedy yourself. There is no system that anybody can offer you which is going to create remedy if you don't change your perspective. That's how it works, because the system's fiction. It's all fiction. We made the whole thing up, and all people are looking for is someone to offer them a new fiction. They're not realizing that it's all fiction, and what's real is you. But we've reached break time here, folks, so I'll have to leave it there for now. Thank you for joining me on the air today. It's always a pleasure to have your company, and I'll speak to you again in a few minutes. Thanks for listening. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So yes, I have been a little frustrated lately, folks, and it's just, I'm sick of this rubbish. I really am. I'm sick of what these people are doing to us. And I'm frustrated by the response that we offer towards this situation. I mean, think about it, folks. These guys are killing us. They're killing the planet. They're killing everything. They're putting poison in the food, poison in the water. I mean, we're eating food, and you look at this stuff in the supermarket, and it's full of all of these chemicals and all of this rubbish that shouldn't be there. They're spraying chemicals in the sky. They're not asking our permission if they can do that. They're putting fluoride in the water, toxins in the water, toxins in the vaccines. They're insisting that people inject these poisons into their children, or they steal their children. They're polluting the earth with GM crops. They're polluting the earth with big industry. Big pharma has taken over our lives. And if we want to combat this situation, we petition them. We vote people in. We vote people out. We ask nicely. I mean, it's ridiculous, folks. These criminals who are running this place are killing us, and they're putting poison in the food and poison in the water. And we're asking them, would they please act responsibly? They're not going to act responsibly, folks. They're psychopaths. They're not going to do anything we want them to do, because look what they've already done. I mean, they're not going to fix anything, folks. They're the ones who've created the problem, and we don't do anything about it except use their system to try to address the problems that they've created, which has not been put there to afford us any remedy. And we believe we're constrained by their rules because they call them law. Well, it's not law. Law is there to protect people. If law is there to hurt people, then it's not law, it's poison. And why do we put up with it? Why do we believe we have to operate according to these ridiculous and corrupt parameters? We all know the people running this planet are criminals. Why don't we just dismiss them? Why don't we all stand up and dismiss our governments because we know they're criminals and all we have to do is look around us at the state of the world to see that this is true? Look at the wars these people create, sending your children off to die. Like I said, folks, if they want to have a war, send them off to have a war. If Barack Obama wants to have a war, give him a gun and send him off to Syria. Barack Obama is a scumbag. Barack Obama is a terrorist, mass-murdering scumbag. Have you looked at the figures, lady, for the drone strikes in Pakistan, folks? 41 suspected terrorists have been killed. And how many people have been killed alongside of that as collateral damage? 1,147 people have been killed as collateral damage. 1,147 people have been murdered by Barack Obama in order to kill 41 possible terrorists. And in doing so, he's created 1,147 families who are without family members now, and a potential 1,147, if not double that, new terrorists to threaten the United States with. Because when your family member gets killed, you want revenge. I guarantee if Barack Obama aimed a drone strike at this country and killed my sister, he'd turn me into a terrorist because I want to go to the United States and rip his face off. The same as every one of these people in Pakistan who have now lost a family member due to this mass-murdering terrorist scumbag's actions. And we allow this, folks. We allow this to happen because we believe we're constrained by all of the bullshit these people write on pieces of paper. It's about time we stood up and dismissed our governments because they are criminal scumbags. Exhibit A, the Earth. You know, in all of this terrorism, 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 what's going on here, folks, is that our governments are going into foreign countries and they are waging the worst types of terrorism against the people in these countries. War is terrorism. That's what it is. It's terrorism. I tell you, folks, when you're in a place like Gaza Strip and bombs are falling on you, you're pretty damn terrified. It's terrorism. But if you fight back, anybody who fights back against the terrorism that is meted out by government is a terrorist. Therefore, any of the family members of these 1,147 innocent people who have been murdered by Barack Obama in his feeding frenzy for blood and drone victims, any one of these family members who seeks revenge against the criminal politicians or criminal military who illegally bombed their country and illegally killed their innocent family members, anybody who seeks revenge against anybody who gets mad and fights back is a terrorist. That's the thing, folks. Anybody who responds to government terrorism is classed as a terrorist. When really, the real terrorists in this situation are and have always been the ones who start the wars. And that is politicians and bankers, because all wars are bankers' wars. But that's the way they do it, folks. And they say that anybody who fights back against government terrorism is a terrorist, and anybody who shows any emotion to what the government is doing, anybody who shows any emotion to the murdering of all of these people in Syria and the murdering of people in Pakistan from illegal drone strikes, anybody who shows any emotion towards this is an extremist or someone with a warped worldview. Like, seriously, folks, a warped worldview because you're questioning government extremism. And they say that anybody who shows any emotion against the slaughter of thousands of Palestinians by Israel is anti-Semitic. This is what the media is presenting to people. This is the spin that they're putting on this. Anybody who questions war these days is an extremist. When the real extremists on this planet are the psychopaths who are mass murdering people across this planet, namely our governments, because these are the people who have created all the instability we see in the world today due to the lack of attention we've been paying to these people. You see, our governments are out of control because we haven't been paying attention. We haven't been paying attention because we believe our governments are actually our rulers, when it's actually the other way around.
The problem is that the government-sponsored education system has trained people to think that everything's backwards to what it actually is, and has trained people to believe that we must be subservient to government, when really it's the other way around. Government are not there to rule people. Government are there to ensure that we have a functional and safe society. They are there to manage our infrastructure for us. That is their sole purpose. It's just that over a period of time, these people have exalted themselves to the position of rulers via the beliefs that they've installed into the minds of the public. Let's look at the bottom line. You elect government to manage your infrastructure for you. They are your employees, and that is their position, that is their mandate, that is their job description. If you are in a state of hardship, or if anybody in your country is in a state of hardship due to the actions of government, then your government's a bunch of criminals. And when you look at the world today, I'd say it's a foregone conclusion that we have a bunch of criminals running this planet. And all we do is we continue to allow them to destroy the world around us and destroy our environment around us because we believe we're constrained by a fictional legal system that these people made up. We all have the ability to sack those that we employ, folks. And we employ our governments. All of you people out there, you employ your government. They are your employees. They are your servants. And they're doing a damn awful job. They're trashing the mansion, folks. They're destroying our countries. They're destroying the planet. They're going out of their way to kill and maim and create hardship for everybody that they can. And it's about time we, the people of the world, stood up and took the matter in hand and dismissed these criminals, got rid of them, put some honest people in place, and lead us back to a situation where we don't even really need government. We're able to operate in a system of self-governance. That would be better. I mean, I know we've got a long way to go to get back to that point. We need to re-educate a lot of people into responsibility, personal responsibility. We need to re-educate people into what freedom actually is. But we cannot sit by and allow these criminal scumbags to continue destroying our world and continue to make life hard for us. We've got to do something about it. And it's a global situation, folks. When you really step back and look at it, it's a global situation. There are so many cards being played here, but the whole thing is part of the same game. All the world is indeed a stage, folks, and humanity is being played like a fiddle. And you've really got to step back and wonder how we got to this point. I mean, all this stuff that I say about how we allow ourselves to be constrained by all of these rules and all this fictitious system, you've got to wonder how we got here. How did we get to this point where we so willingly give our authority away? And the way we got here, folks, was via the education system. Because the education system, one of its main purposes is to teach us that authority is real. And it's also a system that rewards subservience. If you do what the teacher says, you get a gold star. If you don't question authority, if you're not an independent thinker, if you regurgitate everything on command, you get high marks. You get rewarded by not thinking independently, by regurgitating what your taught reality is, and by never questioning authority. This is how you get ahead in the scholastic system. If you don't act in that manner, if you are an independent thinker and you are artistic and you wish to express yourself in your own way, you're classed as a weirdo, you're ostracized by the class, they'll even make you put a dunce hat on and go and stand in the corner. They'll make an example of you in front of the people in the school so that you end up scared to think outside of the box. And that's the way it's done. And we're trained to believe that authority is real. And we're also taught that there are other people in the world who are much cleverer than we are, and we need to listen to what they say. Oh, the big people who run the big things, we'll just let them do what they do because they know what they're doing. Oh, forget about the sky, the scientists know what they're doing. Oh, forget about the government, the politicians know what they're doing. Forget about all of that stuff. I'm just a little person. I can't think that way. I've got to leave that to the bigger people who take care of the bigger things. This is what school teaches people. But it's not true. It's not a reality at all. Because we are all capable of wonderful things. We're all capable of having ideas. We're all capable of putting these ideas into motion. Everything that's here on the planet
is a result of human imagination. People just had ideas and they put them into motion. But what they've done is they've trained most of the population to believe that they don't have any real potential. And that's the problem. That's where the core issue is. And this is why it's so difficult for many people to stand up. But this is the way it's been done, folks. It's a very, very clever system. It's very insidious, but it's very clever. And when you step back, you can see that this is exactly what the education system is. I mean, the education system could be very, very different to what it is now. You think about what we learned when we were kids, and the kids now learn very, very different stuff to what we did. And you'll notice history is one of the big things that's left out, unless it's local history, the history of your country, a little bit of stuff that you may need to know, a little bit of vague stuff about the rest of the world, but nothing real. They don't ever really want people to know history because that way they get to do it again. Because if people know history, then they will see the signs and history will not repeat itself. But those who do not know history end up caught in the same Hegelian dialectic cycle. And that's what they've been using against us for so long. And this is what's been getting me so frustrated. And I have. I've been very frustrated lately. And I probably should address that a little bit, actually. But look, my frustration has been getting to me lately, folks. And I'm sorry I've been so short. I even made a post on Facebook the other day saying, what's wrong with all the people here? Are we sharing information? What's going on? Is this stuff being shared? Are people participating here? Because we're in a really crucial point at the moment and we need audience participation. And so I made this post to see if people were actually participating. I had a phenomenal response to the post. So I thank all the people out there who did post their comments on the thread. And I'm sorry if I offended anyone. It was not my intention to. And I did not make the post out of ego, me, I need you to all look at me. It was nothing like that. I just want to know people are participating. I mean, especially with platforms like Facebook, I just want to know if I'm putting my energy into something, it's actually working and, you know, it's worth putting energy into that area. Otherwise, I'll redirect my energy into something else just because I'm spread so thin already. But then, as I said, it's frustration, folks. I've been doing this for a while. I've been so sick lately. I've been very much behind the eight ball sitting here in my shed where I live, seeing the world deteriorate around me and really wanting to see some sort of public outcry, which I'm just not seeing. But again, there are a lot of people waking up and sometimes I forget the point. Sometimes I forget that the purpose really here is to provide a safety net for people so that when they do wake up, they see that there is a positive way through this. I guess I'm just getting frustrated because I'm an activist and I want to get active. I want to see action on the ground. But again, that's what I intend to do with Full Circle Project next year. I really do hope the Full Circle Project is going to leave some sort of a mark and make a difference. I really do. I think we have a potential for change here. And I'm actually getting a lot of very good people involved in Full Circle Project. So it's shaping up to be quite a game changer. All we're going to need to make it work, again, is audience participation. So I'm looking forward to that. But I have been getting frustrated, folks. I keep saying that. I know I do. But it has been. It's been very, very frustrating seeing the world the way it is and seeing the situation deteriorating so rapidly and seeing so many people waking up as well. But when they wake up, they're kind of running around going, well, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And really what you do, folks, the key, as I've said so often, is to empower the community around you. That's what we can do, and that is the purpose of these shows. And so I'm sorry if I've gone off the track a little bit lately. But the world situation, along with my health, and it's all been getting to me, folks. So the global situation, my health, and just things. I've got such a heavy workload here. I've got so many projects on the burner, and things just pile up. And so perhaps I've been lashing out a little bit. And so I apologize for anyone I may have offended in the process. To get back on topic a little bit, I just did want to clear that up, but to get back on topic a little bit, the problem with wanting the so-called leaders of the truth movement to present a plan for people is that what people are expecting is that there is some remedy that exists within the parameters of the system. They expect that there is some legal mechanism that we can employ or perhaps put into place that is going to afford us remedy. What they fail to see is that the system was designed to protect the system. It's not going to afford us any remedy at all. So therefore, there is no plan you can formulate using those parameters. The best you can do is use the legal system to perhaps bring charges against politicians for certain things, such as the war crimes that I've been suggesting we charge them with simply due to their support of Israel, because Israel is carrying out war crimes every minute of every day. This isn't even a debatable point, and it provides a window for us. So there's things like that. There's little remedies that do exist in a small way within the legal system that we can use to perhaps get the attention of the people. But ultimately, we need to restructure everything. But again, we're not going to find remedy, even if we restructure things, until we have restructured the way we think and restructured our conscious approach to things. We've got to restructure the way we perceive reality. That's what will change things, folks. It's not going to change through any system that anybody puts in place. It's not going to change until we change the way we approach things ourselves and change the way we approach other people, change the way we approach life in general. That's what will change things. That's what will change the system. And if we do that, then we don't need anybody to actually construct a system for us, because it will restructure itself around us. That's why it's no good waiting for remedy to come, and it's no good waiting for someone to save you. It's no good thinking there is this big battle of cabals going on behind the scenes and suddenly the world's going to change and you didn't have to do anything. It's not going to change until you choose to participate, and that goes for every single person out there. We need people to participate. The more people who participate, the quicker the world changes. And if people fail to participate, then we're just going to get what we've got, and it's just going to keep going down the same direction that it's going. Another method of bringing about change could be via something such as publicly initiated referendums. And you might find government sources saying, oh, you can't do this sort of stuff, it's not legal. Well, if the entire country says they want a referendum, then it doesn't matter what the government says, we'll just do it anyway. It doesn't matter whether they say it's legal or not, because they are our employees. And if we want to have a referendum because we've lost confidence in our government's ability to govern and we wish to dismiss that government, then we have every right to do so, because we are people the same as they are. That's the thing, folks. It doesn't matter what they say we can or cannot do. If these people are criminals and they're breaking the law and they're making life hard for us, then there's no reason why we should feel that we are constrained by their rules. We've got to remember, folks, that they work for us. And as long as we're acting non-violently and we have the moral high ground, then they have nowhere to go, regardless of what they may have written down on any piece of paper and what rubber stamp they've put on it. You know, there's no doubt that we are in the most difficult of times, folks, and there is no doubt that we are facing a myriad of problems. But ultimately, the solution to all of these problems is a spiritual one. It involves us actually stepping into our own abilities. That's all it really requires, folks. And as I said earlier, all we really need the people to do is to be honest with themselves and to stand up and to speak the truth. The more people who speak the truth and take the moral high ground in what they do, the quicker we will bring about change. And there's a lot of people who look around at the state of the world. I mean, even people who may not be into the alternate culture or the alternate media or have access to alternate information. Many of these people also see that there are real problems in the world, but still they keep their heads down. Still they don't make their voices heard, and they are politically correct in the manner in which they approach things. And we have to stop this. We have to be honest enough in ourselves and respectful enough of ourselves and of our environment to actually stand up and speak the truth and make our voices heard. And we need to see that we have a responsibility to do so. We really do, folks. We cannot allow the world to be destroyed because we believe we're constrained by somebody else's ideas. And really, that's what it is. I mean, as I was mentioning earlier, we're allowing these people to put poisons in the food and the water simply because they wrote stuff down on paper. I mean, this makes no sense. We're allowing them to destroy the water table, to pollute our planet, and to make our habitat uninhabitable because we believe we're constrained by their idea of what they can and can't do. And what we're doing, folks, is we are turning this planet into a rubbish tip because we are constantly supporting a system which demands economic growth, and the politicians get on TV and they sprout all their rhetoric about how they're fixing the budget and how everything they're doing is good for the economy, but the economic system itself is the problem. It is what is destroying this planet, and we need to seriously reevaluate this situation. And if we are going to allow the planet to be destroyed because we believe we're constrained by somebody else's ideas, especially when these people are actually our employees, then, folks, we deserve what we get. But looking at the state of the world, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's gotten out of control. The environmental degradation, the loss of species, the wars, and the amount of suffering we are seeing on this planet due to the lack of attention the public has been paying to their governments and their political systems has got to a ridiculous point, and it's time we stood up and made a difference, folks. It's time we reined this system in. We cannot allow it to continue doing what it's doing because there are just too many people suffering. And the thing is it's coming to a town near you. We are allowing all of this stuff to go on in the Middle East and in Ukraine and in Europe and in Africa and all of these places around the planet that are being trashed. And we think we're safe because we believe we're going to be looked after by this economic model. But it's the economic model which has destroyed everything outside of our countries. And because the economic model is based in permanent growth, eventually it's going to destroy our country and our habitat and your own backyard as well, simply because you failed to pay attention to it as it destroyed the planet around you. And it's coming home, folks. It's coming home very, very soon. And it's about time we realize that, and it's about time we seize the opportunities that have been given to us by the global situation and stood up and made a difference while we still can. And I tell you why there's no good looking for remedy within their system, folks, is because these people don't play by their own rules. It's like the whole lose the name, win the game meme that's going around at the moment. These people actually believe that will work because they actually believe that these psychopaths who are mass murdering the whole planet are actually going to play by their own rules. But they don't. They don't play by their own rules at all. The best the lose the name, win the game thing does is it exposes the fiction. It shows you that it's a fictional system and this is how it works. But it doesn't provide you with any remedy because there is no remedy that will ever be found within the parameters of this fictional system. The only remedy that will ever be found is the remedy that lies within your own heart, and it requires you to stand up and to speak your truth. Once we do that, and once enough people do that, then we'll see some serious change begin to happen on this planet. Because once people step into the power of their own hearts and they stand up and speak the truth, and they do it in a public enough manner, then the government has absolutely nowhere to go. And sure, folks, it's hard to do it in a public enough manner sometimes because it's difficult to get the platform with which to do so. I know I've had an enormous amount of difficulty trying to find a public platform where I can actually stand up and say what needs to be said. But if enough of us start doing it, then I'm sure that platform will make itself available to someone eventually, and the word will get out to people. And at that point, we'll see some real change happen. And that's all it takes, folks. Just stand up and do not be afraid to speak your truth. But I think we've reached the end of the show here, folks. I'm going to have to leave it there for now. Thank you to everybody who's ever written me a letter of support or offered a kind word. Thank you to everybody who commented on my Facebook thread the other day. And thank you to anybody who's ever made a contribution to the website. And I'm sorry if I don't answer your messages sometimes, folks, but Facebook limits my messages. If I look at my Facebook messages now, for example, I can't see any messages from anybody that go back longer than about a month. That's all I get. And there's people that I know that I've messaged, but I look at the messages and I only see messages for the last month or 6 weeks, and there's nothing before that. And a lot of the messages that people send me on Facebook simply don't get through to me anyway. So don't think Facebook isn't controlled, folks. But again, thank you to anybody who sent me a supportive message, and thank you to anybody who's ever made a contribution to the site. But that is it for me, folks. I'm completely out of time. I'll look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take good care until then. In Lakesh.